Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Star 94.1 and Jen and friends, you know, no doubt 2020 is a struggle, but there is a silver lining. And here to share that message is Sam Collier, speaker, writer, pastor at Lantern, and now book author. Sam has become a friend and a mentor to our show through conversations about racial justice. And I'm so excited to welcome him back again this morning because he's got a message of hope. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Jen. How are you? Listen, it's just such an honor to be back with you. You guys are doing so many things to change this world.
Well, it's a tough year for so many of us, and we wanted to have you back on today because of your new book, A Greater Story, that's out today. And in the midst of our greatest challenges, your book shares that we can find our greater purpose. So can you tell everybody a little bit about your story and how it illustrates that?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think one of the things that my dad always told me when I was younger is that it's not about the cards you've been dealt, but how you play the hand. Mm-hmm. And I think that that statement is so pivotal to kind of getting this message out in a season like the one that we're in. Listen, when my mother was 21 years old, my biological mother, she had me and my twin sister. She had three kids already. That's five kids age 21, and she was in extreme poverty. Our father was addicted to all types of substances and drugs, and we actually lost him about 3 months ago to COVID-19. In New York City, when New York City was the hotbed of COVID-19. He was in the hospital with diabetes and walked out of the hospital to go and get more drugs and ended up contracting COVID-19, went back to the hospital, and passed away. I tell you that story to let you know how big the grip was of substance abuse in his life when he had me and my twin sister. And so he left the picture. My mother's in the hospital having to make the decision, do I raise them in poverty or do I give them up for adoption? She gives us up for adoption. We get adopted by a lovely couple who had just kind of given their life over to God, right? And they're like, this is our time to kind of do it right. And they come down to the adoption home where we had just been kind of given up 2 months prior. And they realized, you know, my mother couldn't have kids, so they needed to adopt the one that raised me. And when they went over to our crib, they said, we want them. The lady who's running the adoption agency said, no, you don't want them because where they come from, they're probably not going to be much. And, wow. You know, you talk about this idea, of racial kind of injustice. I believe the woman that was running the agency was a white woman, and that was 1988. And she just kind of counted us out and told our parents we wouldn't be much because of the addiction and all these things that came from my family. Well, my mother and father believed differently, and they said, no, they're going to be okay. I call them my mother and father because they are. They raised me. Long story short, Jen, my sister got all A's from kindergarten up to 12th grade, industrial engineer, Spelman grad and Georgia Tech grad, and I'm here with you with Jen and Prince, right? So things worked out. Last piece of the story, and I'm done. 4 years later, after around age 18, my father gets this bright idea. You need to go and find your biological family. He had a barbershop down on Auburn Avenue. I grew up on Auburn, birthplace of kind of civil rights in Atlanta. And every day he would watch the Steve Harvey show in the barbershop. And he said that God told him that Steve Harvey was going to help us find our parents. And that's it. You've lost your mind.
And so, Sam, you're fast forward to the day you go to the Steve Harvey show. Of course, the producers have told you that they didn't find your biological mom. And there you and your sister sit side by side on the stage and they say, guess what? We found her. What's that moment like?
Yeah, it was insane because it took them a year to call us. We didn't think anybody was going to call us. And that's why my sister wrote in, because she really didn't want to go on the show. But when it happened, she said, we have to, because this doesn't just happen. And here we are on set after commercial break, and Steve Harvey comes back and says, I know we told you we didn't find anyone, but your biological mother is here. Eleanor, come on out.
Woo!
On national television, we meet our biological mother for the first time. And then Steve says, and your three brothers and sisters are here. And they walk out.
Life-changing.
And if you watch the show, and you can just Google Sam Collier Steve Harvey. If you watch the show, when my mother walks out, my sister, she bursts in tears, and I'm just stuck. I'm staring at her, and I eventually just put my head down because I said, I think I'm supposed to cry, but I don't really know what to do. And I put my head down and I start collecting my emotions because I had at least 100 all happening at the same time. And then I hear a voice, the voice of God say to me, snap out of it. You're on national television, you know, and your biological mother is here. You need to embrace her. And so that's what I did.
You know, you've been through a lot in your life, but you managed to keep a positive outlook. So my question is, since so many people are going through some hard times right now, what advice would you give them to help them focus on the positive versus the negative?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great question. Because I've been getting that question a lot. The one statement I would give you is this, that where you decide to look will determine ultimately what you see.
Wow.
Where you decide to look will determine ultimately what you see. If you want to focus on the abandonment, that's what you'll see. But if you focus on the acceptance, you'll live out of that place. And so I just want people, even in the season of COVID-19, yes, it's very dark and it's very hard. I lost my biological father, I lost my aunt, and I lost my uncle in 3 weeks within COVID-19. I preached the funeral on Zoom, and then I had to jump back into life. And while we manage our challenges, we also have to be mindful of the opportunities and stay positive.
I try to stay mentally as positive as I can be, but I'm starting to lose it. Talk to me like I'm a third grader here. And for you to stay so positive is very inspiring. And give me three tips or three keys to just keep my head up during these times.
You have to let go of the past. One of the biggest issues as people try to focus on a new and even find a new rhythm in this season is that they're so focused on yesterday, they can't embrace today. And so we end up chasing after what was, and we have a sense of FOMO. We have a sense of disappointment because all we can think about is what life used to be. And when all you can think about is what life used to be, then you crave what it used to be, and it prevents you from embracing what actually is. So that's the first thing I would say. Let go of the past.
That's
embrace.
So good.
The
that is
new,
so good. Yes, all of us need to do that. Repeat that, Sam. Let go of the past. That is so good.
You have to let go of the past and embrace the present. You can't take hold of today with a hard grip on yesterday. After that, you will start to look at, okay, well, what can I make of what I have now? And what I would say from that point is you have to get some humor in your life. When I go through the dark periods, the biggest thing that I did and the biggest thing that I always do whenever I go through dark times is I put on a comedy show. And what it allows for me to do is there's something about laughing and there's something about having fun that allows for you to escape reality, and it reminds you that life just isn't all dark. And I think for some of us, you know, when I consult and when I counsel victims of depression, the biggest thing that I have to let them know is that their reality is bigger than what they see. Because, and I don't know if you've been there, but I remember around age 20, 21, I went through a period where I felt like you know, maybe this is it. Maybe I should just end it all because life got so difficult and got so hard. And what I realized in that moment is not that life was that hard, but it was hard. It was that all I could see was what was in front of me. So I thought that was the totality of my life and the possibilities. And what I had to remind myself and what I had to learn was that life is actually bigger than what I see, and there are more possibilities. When we get stuck in our own minds based on our own limited perspectives, then we become a victim of that. But if we can believe that there is always more, whoo, you got me excited. If we can believe that there are that there's always more,
yeah,
then we will come out of the darkness that we find ourselves in. I'll just give you those two things. Let go of yesterday, embrace today, find some humor and some fun.
So awesome. Great advice. Sam Collier, his new book is out right now. It is called A Greater Story. Sam, I pre-ordered it and it showed up on my doorstep last night. I'm already gripped by your story. And I just want to say thank you because I really define success in that way. To me, success is the degree to which you're sharing your story to serve the world. And everybody has got a story. So y'all go get Sam's book, A Greater Story, My Rescue, Your Purpose, and Our Place in God's Plan. It's so great. We want everybody to get to know you better. So listener friends, y'all can text the word Sam, S-A-M, to 51539. We're going to bounce you right back with a link to how you can get Sam's book, how you can follow him on Instagram, social media, and find out more about his life and his work and how his story can inspire you. So text Sam to 51539 and we will bounce you right back with that link. Sam, good luck today. I know you're busy talking about the book everywhere.
Yes, we are. But I had to stop with my family because you guys are family. Jen and friends.
Love it. Sam, thanks so much. Have a great day. And we're so proud to know you, friend.
Thanks.
Text Sam to 51539. We'll bounce you right back with that link so you can check out his book, A Greater Story, and maybe it'll help you along your journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.